So we're actually up to the end of page Kuf Chav Dalet. He's Rabbi Yaakov Moshe in this piece is discussing the chiluk that the Rambam made between mitzvahs hasichlios and mitzvahs hashimios. Right, between the mitzvahs that are what we would refer to as rational mitzvahs and understandable mitzvahs, and mitzvahs that the only reason we keep them is because Hashem said them, we wouldn't understand them on our own without our own, you know, moral and ethical understandings. They're fully based on Hashem's giving them. So he mentioned that he also asked the question, like, what is the problem? This was really the question that he started off the piece. This piece is trying to answer this question: is what do I care if one purifies his rotzen so much to the point that he has no rotzen for what the Torah answered? And if they're like, what do I care if shatnez or basa b'cholov in this guy's eyes, in my eyes, let's say, is so terrible that I look at it like murder, like the same way I wouldn't murder, I wouldn't do this, I get what, right? And you see Chazal tell you, no, don't say that. Lo yoimer adam eif shilechol basar b'chalav, eif shilulba shatnez, eif shilova l'erva. No, you should say, I could do it, but ma'ese, what could I do? Avishu b'shamayim gozer, like, my father in Shemayim was gozer, he was gozer on it, that I shouldn't do it. And the only reason I'm not doing it is not because of an understanding or getting to that level of feeling the mitzvah, so to say, but rather because of a decree. I should just mention before we go on that that's my grandmother's yard site. So I'm doing the Leila Nishmas. This year should be Leila Nishmas. That's his question. And so he brings down Rabbi Yisrael Salanter's teretz in Ar Yisrael, and that there's a difference between the chush and seichel, that the difference between the muskolis, the mitzvahs muskolis, and the mitzvahs shimios is only in the seichel, but taka in the chush, in the feeling, yeah, a person should become refined to the point that the mitzvahs become so much a part of him that in his feeling, he taka doesn't have a pull at all for basa b'chalav. If anything, it he's disgusted by it, and shatnez and arayas. And that's what we saw. So that just in your seichel, there's an intellectual difference between the two. You understand. You should always realize that intellectually, you would not steal, you would not murder, but there would be no reason not to eat basar b'chalav. And that's what Chazal are trying to inculcate in us, is that havana, that understanding, the difference between the mitzvah sichlis and the mitzvah shimias. Now, then Rabbi Yaakov Moshe continued to go into the inyan of Yir Shemayim, of Yiras Hashem, and he brought this fascinating Chazal, right? That we're once upon a time, and we're in Be'ez Hashem in the future, we'll get to that point. Men will get to the point that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will like stroll with us, with tzaddikim in Gan Eden, and to the point that it's like just like one of us, like we're going to be like equal level, so to say. Like it's just like love between equals, yeah. And the Chazal say, you would might think that you shouldn't fear of it. You shouldn't have fear of him. No, even at that stage, I will be for you a God, as God, right? So that you still have to have Yira from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Even when you get to that level of strolling in a comfortable way in Gan Eden together, even then, there's still an interview. Shemayim and Rabbi Yaakov Moshe explained the depth of that idea is that we taka, right? We're going to get to that level, so to say, of being, you know, the whole idea of a halachta b'drocha, we go in the ways of Hashem. So at the peak of it, we're going to really be mamish with the same kedusha. That's what he brings down from Chazal, like the same kedusha as Rabbeinu Shel Olam kiviyachol. And Chazal are trying to tell us by saying this thing of Talmud Loim v'yisa lechem alelikim, is that even at that stage, or I should say specifically at that stage, the difference between God and man is going to be emphasized and clear. And what is that difference? That's the difference of Yira. The only difference will be, that's the defining factor between the two, is that man will have Yira from the Rabbanu Shalom, and of course not the opposite. So that Yiras Hashem is that most fundamental point of distinction between the Boire and the Nivra, the Creator and the Created. And then he brought down the Ramban. I guess we could restart from the Vinei Mavur B'Divrei Ramban. We could do the last that last paragraph again. Vinei B'Divrei Ramban Yisro Shaseh Avo Avo V'Loisa Seyir. It's Mavur in the Ramban in Yisro. The mitzvahs Aseh are all stemming from love of Hashem, and mitzvahs Loisas are all stem from Yiras Hashem. Ki Yumei Aseh Eim Hamiroimim Hamiroimim V'Machshirim Oisonu Shnagil De Afla Yosen Nisko. So the kiyumim, performing the positive commandments, they raise us up and prepare us that we should reach that tremendous, awesome level of kedusha, to be like Hashem. Vayira, and the fear, he lefisha achrei kol ha'italut v'damut zru liyotzer kebiyachol, because after all the elevation, becoming similar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu kebiyachol, nidrashahi ayira, the yira is still demanded, lahavlit, to emphasize the difference between us and our Father in Heaven. Amur Chazal, if Chazal appropriately said, correctly said, adam iepshi, person shouldn't say, I couldn't possibly do that, couldn't possibly eat Basar B'Cholov. V'amuz ebin so what kind of mitzvahs was in that list over there? They said it regarding the negative commandments. Shekein hoichemedim la'avin shatnis basa b'chalav arayis. You see, that's what they list in the as their examples are negative commandments of shatnis basa b'chalav arayis. She'inyin aloisase yisaydu ma'yira, and that's because the inyan of loisase, their base, right? There is yira lahakiras havdala shebeinayim, to recognize the difference between them and Hashem. You might think not that you don't need to have fear of Hashem anymore. And this has to take place, this has to occur specifically from Yira. Lo mitzad amusogim v'avona, not mitzad any understanding, any conceptualization understanding. Ki oz tafug me'am ha'yira. If something is based completely on the intellect, then the fear becomes diminished. The fear becomes less. And that then is leaving the whole purpose of the creation. The whole purpose of the creation is Valakim Asa Shiyur Melfanav. God made it that we should have a Yira from Him. That's the whole purpose of creation, is that we should have Yira Hashem. So the mitzvahs have to be done. Those mitzvahs loisa have to be done specifically mitech Yira, not mitech intellectual understanding. V'yesh l'das. Now he adds a point. This is where we got up to. V'yesh l'das. You need to know. Ki lo yitachen v'lo efshar lishmor al lois aseh b'lo yatechen shel yira. It's impossible to guard the lois aseh without the content of yira. Kach tziva v'kach gozar avinu shebashamayim. That this is what Hashem commanded. This is our Father in Heaven decreed upon us not to do this. Umi beladei zeh, if you don't have that fundamental yiras shemaim, if you don't have that fundamental yira from Hashem, kol achochmos v'kol avonis hasheyitnu al musogim shel aloisaseh, all the understandings and all the chochma that you have that gets you to understand the reason for the loisaseh. Right, you have mitzvahs, you have Sefer HaChinuch, and Sefer HaChinuch very often gives you tamei ha-mitzvahs, the reasons for the mitzvahs, which I always say is from the lashon of tam, is from the lashon of ti'ima, a lashon of taste. Of course, he doesn't mean that this is the reason for the mitzvah. He's giving us a taste of something we can appreciate, we can tap into, which gives us chizek to do the mitzvahs. We spoke about this actually in the beginning of the Sefer, but of course, that's not the reason to. That's not the reason you do the mitzvah. The reason you do the mitzvah has to be completely based on the fact that it's a gzera from Hashem. I've had this conversation with people, specifically Baalei Tshuva, or people that are different stages, halfway, you know, or less than halfway, more than halfway, there, and that, yeah. And well, you know, I need to understand this. I need something to give me chizik. I need to understand this mitzvah. And they're looking to understand the mitzvah in order that they can, what you call, feel connected to it. Now, the truth is that you can't be mezalzel in it completely. There is something to that, right? Certainly, that you see the Sefer HaChinuch is doing it for a reason. Because, and the Rambam does it in Mor Nevuchim, that's the teva of a person, the teva of the nature of a person. And I think also the Ratzon Hashem, the will of Hashem, is that we should tap into the mitzvahs and understand, and there are certain messages in the mitzvahs that he wants us to understand. Even things that somewhat are more difficult, even some of these mitzvah shimiyas actually, okay, which are mitzvahs that, like Basar B'Cholov, and mitzvah, let's say, of dinim of different things that are related to kashrus. So they seem to have, on a simple level, they seem to have no understanding whatsoever. But, for example, Rav Kook has a beautiful kuntras that he wrote called Chazon HaTzimchanut, the vision of vegetarianism. And there he gives unbelievable, beautiful explanations that are really amazing for various aspects of the kashrus laws. And it's like you look at that and you're like, wow. Okay, so, but even then, that's good to get us an appreciation, right? To kind of like give us a certain added appreciation to the mitzvah, a certain chizuk in the mitzvah. But at the end of the day, we have to always come back to the yisoid of Yerushalayim, that the reason I'm doing it is because I want to be mekayim. I have to be mekayim dvar Hashem. Hashem tells me not to do this. Hashem is gozer alai, right? So I can use my understanding as a kli, as a vessel to give me chizik to be mekayim the gzera of Hashem. But at the base point it has to be al tzegzera from the Rebbeinu Shlomo. That's what he says over here, and we'll see this in Chazal. I'm going to mention in a second. Loy dai. That's not enough that the chachmas and the understandings are not going to be poil on distancing oneself and holding back their asiyah. Ela adrabo, yirbu amichshoylim boifanim shoynim. Actually, if you're going to keep mitzvahs based on chachmas and havanos, they're actually going to increase stumbling blocks in different ways. It's going to make you fall. And the Maisa, we have this example. This is what Chazal say in the Gemara Sanhedrin, Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak, Mipnei Ma'aloi Nizgalu Taimei Torah. Why were the reasons for the Torah not written, not revealed in the Torah? Shoyishtei Mikrois Nizgalu Taimei. So the Gemara says, because you see the two psukim, the reason was revealed. V'nichshal ben gadol ha'olam, and Shlomo HaMelech, greatest, right, the smartest of all mankind, right, Chacham Mikol Adam, he was nichshal in those two averis, right. One was not to have many wives. A king shouldn't have many wives. And Shlomo said, no, I'll have wives, right, because the pasuk says, don't have wives because they're going to remove you, right. They're going to take you away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says, no, I'll increase v'le osur, and we find that at the end of his day, you know, that his wife's hitues levavoi, the pasuk says, it had a negative effect on him. The same thing regarding horses. He said, I'll increase horses, and we find there. All, and he went down to Mitzrayim to increase horses, and we find that he was nichshel in that also. So you see that even Shlomo HaMelech is a tremendous, tremendous Gemara, right? The Gemara is picking on the smartest of all mankind, Shlomo HaMelech. There was no greater chacham, right? We find Moshe Rabbeinu is nishtabech benevuah, and Shlomo HaMelech is nishtabech. Moshe Rabbeinu is praised as being the biggest navi, and Shlomo HaMelech we see is praised as being the biggest chacham. But this chachma, all it did was be machshel him. It caused him to stumble, right? Because he thought that's not shaykh to him. I can do it. I know where I'm holding it with my relationship with Hashem. I can handle it. The pasuk is just. So if what you see here is that the reasons for mitzvahs actually bring with them michshalim, they bring with them, they cause a fall, because the person will end up pivoting his Yerushalayim or his scheme of those mitzvahs on those havanas and those chachmas, and eventually he'll stumble. ubezeh says Rabbi Yakimovich, munach hayesod shel bein mitzvos hasichlius lemitzvos hashemius. And it's here in this point that is the difference, the fundamental difference between the intellectual mitzvos and the mitzvos hashemius, the decreed mitzvos. Hasichlius yitachen sheyikaimam gam al pi musagim sichliim. The intellectual mitzvos is taka possible to be mekayim them even based on intellectual understanding. Vashimios lo yiskaimu zulas ach rak al yedei hayira. But the mitzvah shimios, the non-rational mitzvahs that the Rabbi Yisrael gives us, those cannot be possibly kept through understanding, but rather only through yira. And through having that concept, that understanding, that conceptualization, that, you know, what can I do? My Father in heaven decreed upon me. Who atris hayichidi? It's that musik of ma'ase va'avishu b'shemayim gozer lai. Who atris hayichidi? It's the only protection hamegin va'matzil mi'ad kol mechshelah v'toz dimyoni that protects and saves the person from any kind of stumbling or any possible, any imaginable mistake that he might make in thinking that, oh, he can get away with this because it's not relevant to him, and thinking he's, you know. So that's what he says over here. That's his answer to the question, that list, all right, of that you have to do it based only on the yira, only on the fear of Hashem, that Hashem decreed upon you not to do it. The whole list over there are mitzvahs shimiyos, mitzvahs like Rabbi Sol Salanta says, mitzvahs like the Rambam says. I'm sorry, the Rambam said over here in this parak is mitzvahs shimiyos, that those are mitzvahs that are non-rational mitzvahs. You only, right? So rational mitzvahs, mitzvahs that make sense to us intellectually and morally and ethically, and everyone understands that you can't steal and you can't murder and all these things are not. So those mitzvahs, of course, you can be makayim al pi l'seichel. But when it comes to mitzvahs, shimiyos, non-rational mitzvahs, the only way to do those mitzvahs, even though there are certain havanas and there's certain chachmas that you can tap into, you'll find the Sefer HaChinuch, and you'll find, like I said, the Chazon HaTzim Chanut with regarding kashrus and yon. And Rav Hirsch also, Rav Hirsch brings different things in his Sefer Chorev and other places. So, yeah, there are havanas, there are things that you can connect to, and you'll, in Kabbalah, there's many, many, if a person gets to that level. But the bottom line is, when you're doing that mitzvah, you're mekayim the mitzvah, you're pushed to be mekayim the mitzvah, has to be the Yir Shemayim. Ma'aseh v'avish v'shemayim gozer alai. Because when you have that fundamental nekuda, you have that point that's at the base of everything, you're safe. You're safe. Because you're not going to, there's nowhere to move. It's a decree. And a decree has nowhere to move. There's no, it's not like, okay, I understand that here I'm not relevant to this. That's it. There's nothing more to go. Actually, I just remember now that as I'm saying this, there's a Beis Halevi. I think this is relevant. Hold on. Beautiful Beis HaLevi Al HaTorah. I'll have to look it up and show it to you a different time. Oh, here it is. It's not the same exact Nakuda. he speaks about the Nas of Anishma. So he says, it's a little, okay. He says, what's the Nas of Anishma? Yeah, it is relevant. He actually brings that Gemara Sanhedrin. He says, if you're doing Nasa, right? If you're makabling yourself to Makayim, automatically that's koil in it, that includes in it, that you had to have heard the mitzvah. So it can't be that the nishma after the nasa is the basic hearing the mitzvah. It's obvious that the basic hearing of the mitzvah you had to have heard before the nasa. So the nasa includes in it the basic nishma. So the nishma that is said after nasa has to be something else. What's that nishma? So he says, Omroid nishma, degam yitnu lev lilmud b'divrei Torah lahovin oimek hadvorim v'soydoseyev apnimius shebehem. The nishma after the nasa is that they accepted, Klal Yisrael accepted upon themselves to learn Divrei Torah, to go into the depths of Divrei Torah, to understand the secrets and the pnimius of the Torah. It's unbelievable. So now he says, but there's a problem. V'nezeha isha soiver, this is in Parshas Kisisa about it. V'nezeha isha soiver b'dayta shiyadeh tachlis ha-mechuvim b'mitzvahs. This man who knows, who thinks in his mind, that he knows that the ultimate goal of the mitzvahs, right? He's going to learn nishma, he's going to get all the pnimius, and oh, he thinks he got, he knows exactly what's behind this mitzvah. He knows the whole tachlis. Hu alul yoteli kashel. He's more liable to fail, he's more liable to be nichshel than stam a regular person. V'tzar zrizus ushmir yaseir ba'atzma delayitem lefamim leilechacha sichler. And he needs extra zrizus and extra guarding himself, that he shouldn't sometimes make a mistake in going after a seichel to add something or to take off something. According to his havan, according to his understanding. Like the Gemara Sanhedrin says, and he quotes the Gemara that we said from Shlomo HaMelech. As opposed to the person who doesn't know at all the reasons, Hareyu batuach yosef ba'atzmoy, he's most certain about himself. He's most certain, much more certain about himself. Shalei yosur min darkei Torah yimin u'smol, that he's not going to turn away from the darkei Torah right or left. Af netia ktana, even the slightest. Befrat echad man mitzvah, even in a small detail of the mitzvah. Ki v'dei niyodea tamamu. He doesn't know anything. He doesn't understand the whole thing. It's all Chinese to him. He just knows this is what I'm supposed to do. Finish. No games. No chochmas. Omi kol mokam eriz gam zeu chiyuv ala adam hayosher. But says the Beis Halevi, this is also an obligation on the straight person, leida pnimius mea Torah, to know the pnimius, the secrets of the Torah, v'mechelke Torah, it's part of the parts of the Torah. It's Beis Halevi, you know, the father of Chris, you know, the Kabbalah he's talking about, yeah, is part of the chelke Torah, it's part of the part, it's one of the parts of the Torah. Ubiyoy madin shaylim la'adam, and on Judgment Day, and right, they're going to ask the man, they're going to ask the person, see, pisa b'merkava, did you look at the merkava? Were you Isaac in Kabbalah? Rak os tarch adam l'shmir yaseir, except that then you need extra shmir shalei yikashel kanal, that you shouldn't fall based on your stumbling block, based on your understandings. This piece is kind of really geared against the Hasidim. That they were there. This was the taina of the Litvisha Welt, was that based on their Kabbalistic understandings of things, they came to be mezalzel in different pratim of halacha. So, for example, they had these Kabbalistic understandings that you have to reach a certain meichin, the godless, a certain, you know, big level of madrega, of brain, of connection to Hashem, and until you reach there, you shouldn't daven. It happens to be that it happens after, till they get to that, it's after Zman Tefillah. So the mezalzel in Zman Tefillah. This is directed against that. This whole, he's learning it, he's touching it up into the Chet HaEgel. This is where they went wrong. V'zeu sh'niskavnu Yisrael oz be'ez kabalos and v'gdimu nasa nishma. That's why they were makdim nasa before nishma. The b'tchila amru nasa koydim ha-shmi'a. Why they put the nasa before the shmi'a? Ha-kavna sh'kibu l'alatma ha-siyo ke'mi sh'eilu shum avon ha-klal. They're makabal on themselves? That they're going to do the mitzvahs as if they understand nothing. They're doing without any understanding. They just know, this is what I do, finish. Without any... V'rak mekayim tzivu yishal adam. They're just performing. They're mekayim, the commandment of the master. V'shaloy ladun bedvarim, achasichlam. And they're not going to like try to make different... there's no judging over here based on their seichel. L'man lo yintu mimena yimina small. That way they won't come to turn even slightly to the right or left. And only after that they said, Venishma, that Gam Nilmad Chelik Zeh will also learn this Chelik of Torah to understand the plenius, to understand what's behind the mitzvahs. Dainu Avona, the understanding. Avol Eina Sia Toloi Ba'Avona, but the performance of the mitzvahs are not dependent on the Havana. It's almost the exact same you say, the base of this base Alevi. This is Marich. He brings a beautiful thing. He says, Chazal and Masech Eschul, and bring on the Pasuk, Odom Ubehema Teshia Hashem. Eil Bnei Odom Shemarumim Bedas Ke Odom. These are people, right? Odom Ubehema. Man and animal, Hashem will save. Chazal say, these are the people that make themselves Arumim Bedas, like a person, Ve'oisim Atzvam Ke Behema, and they make themselves like a Behema. So what does that mean? Even though we're smart, we're people, right? We're smart, but we do like a behemoth. Arum v'das kadam, we're smart, like right? That's arum is we have gadas like a person, but we make ourselves like a behemoth. And those are the people, other behemoth that Hashem is going to save. Sounds, what is that? So he says. I'm sorry. So he says that's the pshat in the Gemara. The pshat in that Gemara is that we have seichel, but when we do the mitzvahs like a behemah without understanding. We do it just because it actually fits nicely into the Haftarah we read today, right? Lo yodah shor keneil chamor evus baalav. Huh? Oh, it's next week. I'm sorry. Yeah. So the same idea. At the end of the day, this is the bottom line of how we do mitzvahs is based on the gzeira of the Rabbanu Shalom. That's what we should focus on. That's just the last paragraph here. Mimaitzad Vareinu, says Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, what comes out of what we've spoken over here, Anu Oimdim Al Mashi Yishlit Palei Bepash Sakeda, from this we can be oimed, we can grasp something which is very, very strange in the Parsha of the Akeda. Avram Avinu stood the test, the final test of the Akedah. Yeah, this is the last of 10 major tests. Nemar, what does it say in the Pasuk? Ki ata yadati, because now I know, ki ereo lakim ata, that you are God-fearing. And you didn't hold back your son, your only son, from me. But isn't the love, isn't Avas Hashem greater than Yiras Hashem? Why was he only marked, so to say? Why was he only praised over here? It with the Midah of Yiras Hashem. Doesn't he deserve already that Hashem says, okay, I see you really love me, which is a bigger madrega? There's already many Mefarshim speak about this question. Achen says Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, however, hu ha'inyin, this is the inyan. Avram igia oz kvarli de soif kol ha-madregas. Avram reached the pinnacle of all the madregas. Shaya kvar yochel le-ha-omre alov, that it already could be said about him. Yochel, you might think, lo-itiru mimeni, that you no longer have to fear me. Right? That's the chazal that he started off with, which is brought down in Rashi and B'chu Kaisai, right? He reached that level where he was so exactly like Hashem's Kedusha that he could already think that there's no union of Yiras Hashem anymore. And it already came true by him, the pasuk of, I will walk amongst you, I will stroll with you in Gan Eden, and you won't tremble from me. Therefore, it was necessary so therefore you need the pasuk still, you need to have this pasuk niskayim of I'll be for you a God, that's the yira, and now this also was niskayim, that's the final distinction, that's when man gets to the highest level, the last thing left is to see, is to show that you are God fearing. Duk v'havin b'dvar me'ele ha'omdim b'rumay shaloylam. This is Rabbi Yaakov Moshe. You know, think about this, contemplate it, meditate on it. These things are omdim b'rumay shaloylam, the big madrega of Yiras Shamayim, of Yiras Hashem. I'll just add to it that I in the beginning of the my sefer Simtzum Hametzius, so I wrote an article on the conversation, the whole idea of the miut hayareach, of the moon being diminished, minimized, right, made smaller. So I went into the idea that the shemesh is the giver of light, which is the male feature, and the areach is the female aspect, which is it receives the light and reflects the light, right, from the sun. And during after from the fourth day, when this, you know, machlekes between this, when the areach comes before the Rabbanan Shlam and gets told to she's now got to become smaller. So throughout all the dairies, throughout all the generations, the male component is considered on top, and the female component is looked at as if underneath. But al pi Kabbalah, Arizal says it's based on the pasuk, right? That the it says the moon is going to become the size of the sun, and then it's even we can find lashon even more than that. Ateres Baila, that the nukva, the female component, is going to become like a crown on her husband's head, meaning she'll be like on top. So you see, al pi Kabbalah, Arizal speaks about this, is that in the future the female component is going to be on top of the male. Going to be on top of the male. What is the female component? What is so great about it that all that we're going through, all the stages of the world, of history, and is all geared to bringing up and elevating the female component higher than anything else? The answer to that is that what's the first point of creation? Hashem minimized himself, constricted himself. The first, right? You have the infinite that there's nothing there, nothing at all. It's just God's essence. We can't even speak. Yeah. And then there's this concept of constriction, of tzimtzum, that he constricted himself. He made himself, so to say, he made room for the creation by making himself smaller, taking himself out of something to make room for the other. What is that? That is Yira. The idea of Yira, the difference between Ava and Yira is, Ava is the positive. All right, is the going, is the positive, and the yira is the fear, is the distance, is the humbling of oneself. Right, that's the female component. That's the receiver, the one that realizes I have what to gain. I'm a vatal myself to this giver. So the initial stage of creation is the Rabbanu Shalom Tzimtzum. Is the Rabbanu Shalom using kiveyachol a midah of gvura, a midah of yira? That's what yira is din, and ava is chesed. That's all the Svarim speak about this. So if the initial point of creation is Tzimtzum, is Midas Hadin, is female component, so that's also the greatest revelation of Hashem, because the greatest revelation of Hashem was that first moment. And everything that comes after that is more Tzimtzumim, is lower levels and lower levels and lower levels. It's expansion, and it's going lower and lower. The highest point of revelation is that initial revelation, the Nekudas HaTzimtzum, the moment of Tzimtzum where the Baruch Shalom makes himself smaller, which is Midas HaDin. That's the female component. So since the Halachta B'drachov demands us, to go on Hashem's way demands us to reach God's greatness, that we have to reach that greatest level. What's that greatest level? That greatest level is for us also to be able to make ourselves smaller, to have that Midas HaDin, to be mevatel ourselves to the other. Who's the other in this case? To mevatel ourselves to the Baruch Shalom. To realize that, and that's exactly what this chazal that we're going to have Yira Milafanov at the end of everything, after all the elevations, we go highest, highest, highest. At the end of the day, the biggest shevach, the biggest praise is that we should act and we should have that female attribute of bittul, of not thinking too much of ourselves, of bittul to the klapei the Rabbanu Shalom, towards the Rabbanu Shalom. That's the highest praise, and that's why the female will be looked at as the highest level, because it really is the highest level. That's mamash fits very strongly with what we just saw here. Okay, let's stop here. We should be zeicha to Tisha B'Av being a moed, a happy moed with Hashem.